This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live in a world where we on our phones and on TV, and you know, we see all the things about we can't play together, and you know, everybody in the media is saying that, you know, one of us gotta go. You know, we just had to talk about, you know, we both want to be here and we both want to figure it out, because there's not many players in a league, you know, like JB. The grass ain't always greener. I think the most important thing is we both want it extremely bad. We want to try to figure it out together.
There we go, Wicks. Both want to be here. The grass ain't always greener. That Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. And you are scared he's going to want out of here.
What did he say? That was Tatum.
Well, Brown was in there too. It was a collage, no?
No, that was Tatum.
Is that all Tatum, yeah. Shimey? All Tatum.
That was all Tatum.
Yeah, okay. And Tatum goes, there's not many players out there like Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Now there's a player out there who's much better than Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant. And the number one, I would say, maybe the 1A reason on why you do trade for Kevin Durant, because you keep him out of the Eastern Conference. Because if there are reports that he could be going to Miami, or he could be going to Toronto, or, you know, you want to keep him out of the Eastern Conference. And why let him go somewhere that you now have to see him in your conference? So that's probably the 1A reason.
Well, he's in your conference. You swept him last year.
Right.
It's not automatic wherever he goes, he's going to bring a title.
But if he goes to a team where he feels like a Miami, if he goes to that team, aren't they going to be considered a favorite?
With Jimmy Butler and Bam as their big three? Because they have to trade everybody else.
Jimmy Butler and Bam.
I mean, Butler was pretty good up until the missed shot.
Listen, they were, before he requested a trade, and Shime will probably tell you this, they were third when it came to odds on winning the NBA title.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of teams, there were a lot of people in Vegas who thought with him and Kyrie coming back that they were going to be a team that was going to contend. So wherever he goes, short of maybe going to Toronto, wherever he goes, I think if he goes to Boston, Boston instantly becomes the team that we heard takes you to real championship contender.
But they're there already after the Brogdon trade. Right now, the betting favorite in Vegas. There are some like you, Wiggy, though, that are in on the KD trade. Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated writes, Celtics made a splashy move, but is Kevin Durant next? The disgruntled Nets superstar would vault Boston from title contender to perennial favorite. The only thing, Courtney, that gives me even patience for Wiggy is the Jaylen Brown liking of that tweet last week.
Yeah.
That does worry me. That, and you talked to him apparently at a hookah bar, so that's secondary. That's 1A. Whatever he said to Wiggy has him spooked. The Jaylen
now
wants
I know
out.
Why Wiggy's on this so hard, because he kept
was
that
on
close
it before.
To his. But we don't know when this meeting happened. So this meeting
might
have happened.
I didn't say it was a meeting. You said it was a meeting.
Well, whenever you met him, whenever you saw him out,
you chopped it up. In
chopping
your words,
it up.
You chopped it up a bit.
Right.
Chopping
that's a
it
meeting.
Up. That's not a meeting.
Okay.
No, where you come from? Then we don't call that a meeting.
But you got something out of it. You got a little vibe.
Yeah.
You got some. You got a report.
And Wiggy, I completely hear Wiggy when he's saying that if they run it back and it's not great, mm-hmm. Jaylen's going to want out eventually. And that worries me too. But I do think that KD comes here, doesn't like the vibes, whatever goes wrong, he's going to want out immediately too. So I'd rather take my chances on Jaylen Brown than throw it all up in the air and hope KD comes and saves the day.
See, I think Brown is more likely to want out than KD, right? KD has already wanted out of Brooklyn. Right, he's already went from Oklahoma City to Golden State. So there's a there are.
Yeah, but he's sort of embraced the bad guy now. Don't you think he has become the guy that jumps programs and he's fine with it?
But no, I don't think he is. I think because there's a lot of conversation out there, especially with Steph Curry winning another championship, you know, without him, there's been a lot of conversation about, like, you know, KD's got to prove that he can do it without a guy like Curry, right? So I think it's where Jalen is. This would be his first technically jumping ship. So if you don't win a championship, Jalen's got this year and next year. Are the Celtics, or let's say, does Jalen want to be here long term?
But even if he leaves, which I agree would be pretty damaging, isn't Tatum enough of a guy now? He's at the Hampton party over the weekend that he could entice Beal. He could get other stars to come here and replace him.
But why not get a star who already wants out when you could get a Kevin Durant?
Because Durant doesn't want to come here. He hates Boston.
No, he doesn't.
He ripped the city last year.
He was coming here a couple years ago. They were second on
his... He was not coming here.
Well, they were second on his list.
You sent Brady. You sent your best and you couldn't get him to come here.
You sent Kelly Olynyk.
Okay, well, he was, yeah.
So he probably a bad move. He probably looked at it and goes, okay, this team... Me going there isn't enough for me to win a championship. So that's why he ended up going to Golden State. Now he knows he can look at it, and especially we've heard Kevin Durant, and I don't know, Sean, if we have audio of it, how he talks about Jason Tatum.
Yeah, those two I think would get along, except Courtney's right. You worry about the Tatum not being the guy anymore dynamic. Is he willing to take a backseat to Durant for 2 years?
I don't think he has an issue with that.
Oh,
You never seen him liking tweets. You never seen him kind of being a guy who, when you
yeah, but he got a taste of it. You would agree. This year, he finally became a star. He got the NBA Finals stage.
I got no issues with that. But he doesn't seem like when you look at this, the relationship right now between Brown and Tatum, who seems, in your opinion, that they feel like they're disrespected more. Tatum or Brown?
Well, Tatum got crushed after the NBA final. If you listen to sports talk in this town for a week after the NBA final.
If we didn't have the liked tweet, I would say Tatum. But we have the liked tweet, so that's why. And that's why I think it was a mistake that he did it. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that was going to be the headline for every sports broadcast, for every radio show, for everything. It was going to be that liked tweet. If that liked tweet never happened, I would have said Tatum thought he was more disrespected.
You really feel like if that tweet never happened... You think?
Yeah, Jalen never really spoke out about
anything.
No.
But when people talked about the Celtics, whose team did they say it was?
Tatum's.
Okay, so he doesn't feel disrespected in any. He might feel disrespected in maybe people saying he's not a superstar. That's one thing. But I'm talking about when you look at these two guys, who feels more disrespected that this is not their team?
I would have said Tatum before the liked tweet.
But you just said that if I asked you before the tweet, if I asked 100 people.
Whose team it was, it was Tatum's,
So how does that make.
Because some people were saying it's not Tatum's team. I always said, I don't think that Jalen Brown.
Who said that?
There were plenty of people back at the beginning of the season and then during the finals that were like, Tatum is not a superstar. This is not Tatum's team.
No,
he falls off the face of the earth.
Maybe a superstar, but if you were to ask 1,000 people, 900 people would say, this is Jason Tatum's team. Yeah, you might find a handful of people who say it's Jalen Brown's team.
Right.
But the majority of people would say this is Tatum's team.
I would say there's a big group that would say it's their team. It's a dual team. There would.
No.
I know you don't agree with that. There would be a lot of people that would say that.
I think more so now. I think Courtney's right. It is now a shared team.
Yeah.
Yep. After the finals, Jalen outplayed Jason.
No, you both are wrong on this. Because if you look at the finals, he outplayed him in one game. That was game six. The other three losses in the finals that they had, Tatum had more points than Jalen Brown.
Yeah.
Tatum was more of a factor the every series leading up to the championship.
But if you're a superstar, it should be way bigger of a jump.
I'm not disputing you on people saying Jason Tatum wasn't a superstar and maybe him feeling disrespected in that way. Mm-hmm. That I understand. But I'm talking about when you look at these two guys, because I think the root of the problem for Tatum and Brown is here. Neither one of them wants to kind of say, all right, I'll chill in the passenger seat. You drive. This is your car. I understand that. And I think it's more Brown having to accept that role. And he don't want to. That's why he wants his own team. He don't want to be looked at as Robin. He feels that he's a Batman. Mm-hmm.
does Durant want to play here? This is what he said. This is a long time ago now, 6 years ago, 2016, when they were first trying to convince him to come here. Shine found some of the audio from KD back then.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, some of the best fans in the world, and definitely support their team. So I'm looking forward to it. I like the city a lot. I like the city a lot. It's cold, but you know, they love sports here. They love, you know, it's a family atmosphere. I feel when I walk around the city. So yeah, I like it a lot.
There you
Sounds pretty good there.
Yep.
Now you go back to the Nets series after the bottle was thrown at Kyrie. He was not. I don't know. Do we have that audio, Shime? See if you can find that.
But
he was in the background.
Yes.
And it was not kind to the city of Boston.
Yeah, he had said that there are things that he felt like happened in Boston before, right? But that's, you know, I think a lot of players think that. You don't think Jason Tatum thought that before he got to Boston?
I don't have no idea, but he's never said it. This guy said it and directly as the opponent last year, and those words are pretty... I mean, I think
this
is
2 years ago when he said it. This was the whole Kyrie Irving bottle incident where Kyrie said, you know, fans out here were racist, and Durant kind of came to his defense and like, yeah, I can understand why he would say that.
But if you're Brad Stevens, you have to factor that in when because the trade is there. It's Jaylen, a first round pick, and either Grant or Marcus.
Right.
According to Chris Mannix, that gets the trade done.
Okay.
If Durant wants to come here. But if you're Brad Stevens, you got to worry about the chemistry. You have to worry about, will Durant like it here? Will the fans
treat
him well?
No, you don't have to worry about that. We know how we are as fans. 1 week we didn't want AB. The next week when he was here, we loved him. So we know how fans are in Boston. Let's not get it twisted. If KD's donning a Celtics jersey, rocking a number 7, we will be sitting here talking about how this guy is the greatest basketball player to ever walk the face of the earth.
He plays, you think?
Oh, of course we will. The issue is going to come down to, when you're Brad Stevens, how does he get along with the coach, and how does he get along with my superstar, who's Jason Tatum? And it seems like, based off what we know, he really respects Ime and loves Ime, and he respects Jason Tatum, and he thinks that Tatum is on that level to basically being a very similar to player to himself. Like, it's almost like I would be passing him the knowledge of my skill set because he's very similar to me as a player.
But at Golden State, before he popped the Achilles, he and Draymond were not getting along.
But you don't
was going bad then.
But you don't have that Draymond type of player here.
And you got Marcus Smart. He's not Draymond, but he's, who knows?
Maybe
you trade him.
Maybe that's why you would trade him, because Draymond is that type of player that he's going to be barking the same way with Marcus Smart.
Right.
And when you have superstars that go, wait a second, you're barking at me and you score 5 points a game? And, you know, I think a lot of players in sports find that to be like, hold on, don't be barking at me. And I think that's what KD had issues with. We seems like Brown and both Tatum had issues with Marcus Smart barking at him like that. You know, role players should not be barking at the superstar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.